Divine Spirit, Angels of Light, Beloved Ancestors, Gracious God, I come to you in a time of deep hurt and isolation. I feel cut off from my family, friends, and society because of who I am and the differences that make me unique. I ask for your strength and guidance as I navigate this difficult path of acceptance and my true belonging. May I find comfort in your love, knowing that I am never truly alone. May your presence be a source of solace and peace in moments of pain and rejection. May I have the strength to remain true to myself, despite the prejudice and discrimination I face. May I embrace my uniqueness with pride and dignity. May I be surrounded by those who see me for who I truly am and who offer unconditional love and support. May their kindness be a balm to my wounded spirit and a reminder of the goodness that exists in the world. In this moment, right here, right now, Divine Spirit, Angels of Light, Beloved Ancestors, Gracious God, may I find communities and new families that accept and celebrate me, where I can belong and thrive without fear of judgment. May these spaces be filled with understanding, respect, and compassion. May I have the courage to speak out against injustice and prejudice, using my voice to advocate for myself and others who are marginalized. May I be a beacon of hope and resilience, inspiring change and fostering inclusivity. Divine Spirit, Angels of Light, Beloved Ancestors, Gracious God, for all exiled and undocumented citizens who live in fear and uncertainty, like I do, may we find safety, justice, and the recognition of our inherent dignity and human rights. For those ostracized because of their ethnicity or race, like I often feel, may we find strength in our heritage and pride in our identity. For those judged for their religious beliefs, as I sometimes am, may we find peace in our faith and tolerance. For those who face discrimination because of their accent or language, like I often do, may we find appreciation for the richness of our diverse voices. for those marginalized because of their immigration status, like I often feel. May we find acceptance and the opportunity to thrive in new communities. For those cut off due to their sexual orientation or gender identity, as I often feel, may we find love and acceptance in communities that honor our true selves. For those cut off by family dynamics, as I often feel, may we find healing and reconciliation or peace with a new family I choose to belong to. For those facing stigma due to mental health challenges, as I do, may we find understanding and support for our journey to well-being. For those judged for their financial status, like I often feel, may we find dignity and respect, regardless of our financial situation. Divine Spirit, angels of light, beloved ancestors, gracious God, may we find healing from the hurt and trauma of being ostracized. May we release any anguish or anger, allowing our hearts to be filled with dignity and peace. Divine Spirit, angels of light, beloved ancestors, gracious God, I ask for your protection and guidance as we who have been ostracized, marginalized, alienated, excluded, cut off, and labeled as less, to give us a wisdom as we all walk this path toward inclusivity and justice. May your light shine upon us, illuminating the way forward and empowering us to advocate for our human rights, champion justice, and embrace a future filled with hope and equality, starting today, in this moment, right here, right now. In your name, I pray for strength and acceptance of my innate belonging. In your name, I pray for healing of my deep loneliness, fear I have gone through, shame, and healing of my robbed true identity and authenticity. May your love surround us who feel as outsiders, us which is more than 70% of people on this planet right now. Now and always. Thank you. And pause and allow your body to absorb your prayer. I celebrate all your differences and remember, even you do feel alone. In your differences, you are not alone. You belong to all of us. With so many differences. And as always, be gentle with yourself and keep yourself proud with the innate dignity you have inside of your bones, inside of your beautiful heart. Much love and care. Much love and care. If this episode spoke to your mind, to your existence, and if you feel these stories need to continue being told and tools for trauma healing shared in this community, please support and donate. There is no studio, production team, or polished edits. It is just me and the mission to support you on the path from exiled to rising. You can donate at the link in the show notes. If you're ready to take healing journey deeper, join me in the private Exiled and Rising premium membership. There, we will go into deeper dives, unfiltered discussion, and extended conversation you won't hear anywhere else. You will get exclusive insight and advanced tools in somatic trauma healing shared in each episode, with practical takeaways and summaries. There you can take actionable steps for your healing, or you can take them to your own trauma therapist. Subscribe to Exiled and Rising Premium, where survival turns into self-mastery. Link is in the show notes. And if you want to ask a question, share your story or your insight, I would love to hear from you. Leave a voice message at videoask.com. Link is just below. I am Anna Mile, and I will meet you again in this space where we will together move from trauma to resilience, from wound to resistance, from exile to rising. Until next time, stay well. Divine Spirit, angels of light, beloved ancestors, gracious God, may I find communities and new families that accept and celebrate me, where I can belong and thrive without fear of judgment. May these spaces be filled with understanding, respect, and compassion. May I have the courage to speak out against injustice and prejudice, using my voice to advocate for myself and others who are marginalized. May I be a beacon of hope and resilience, inspiring change and fostering inclusivity.